Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Jerry Perelman.
Hi, John.
And we are in the middle of the Christina Luce Show. And actually, what I'm going to do, if you don't mind, because we got things to cover, we always do, but to talk a minute about, and you two, in reference to Temple Judea, trying to put together something nice and wholesome where seniors can meet, versus what younger people are doing today. With, you don't even know the person. It's a picture on a computer. They tell you their whole story on the computer. And then when you see them, oh, it's mother of God.
It's certainly an interesting world out there. And, you know, it's actually interesting these days because it's, you know, it's largely, like, I've been with my husband since I was 17, so it's been, like, almost 17 years now.
Okay.
So, which is weird. So that's certainly, and I'm so glad, because I would definitely not be cut out for this whole new world. But, you know, it's really.
And she's a baby. She's not cut out.
Right. But that's what I'm saying, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, here I am, I'm 34, you know,
right,
and
so
it's
your world.
I couldn't imagine, you know, I look at my friends, and it is very technology driven, you know, and that's how you, and I get, and I've had, there's been a couple of my friends have met their husbands via that.
Oh, really?
So sometimes it does work.
Okay.
But, you know, then there's also the flip side of this stuff that it's tricky, you know, and you're just meeting and everything is like a fast kind of thing, you know, because I was literally just texting with my friend who's, you know, dealing with her relationship issues. And I was like, you know, you just need to slow down and just like, meet people. There's nothing wrong with going and just taking it, you know, everything's at rapid speed now. So it's like just, you know, easing into it. And that's why these groups are wonderful, because you get to meet people and not everything has to jump into a romantic thing immediately, you know, but
absolutely.
You're still getting that social interaction and that companionship. And I think that's certainly something that is important, because it gets crazy. And listen, like I said, on the flip side, what's nice about these technology kind of apps and different dating sites, it's great that, you know, sometimes it does work out. But so it's just
techno love. They call it techno love.
Oh, I look at you. I like that. Wow, look at you, John. Who knew?
Now versus Judea, where actually you can meet somebody.
Right, exactly.
Not meet somebody.
Right, at Temple Judea, I'm on the board of Temple Judea, and a few years ago we started a singles group. And the idea with the singles group was not to make it into a romantic meeting.
Right.
But and people have asked us, oh, well, could you do more? Could we meet more people? Mm-hmm. And it was not for that purpose. It was to make friendships available to people.
Which is really equally as important a lot of times.
It takes the stress away from coming.
Right, I agree.
You know, people say, well, what can I expect when I go there? And we say, just meet some friends.
Yeah.
Just hang out, relax. There's no pressure. If you can meet someone just to go to the movies with, or someone to take a trip with, or anything like that. And we have had speakers come down talking about travel and try to match people together to take trips together. It's a wonderful, people are so happy to be able to
it makes such a difference.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and what's, you know, is great, like this show, you know, and in that group, you're able to introduce them to different things they might not have. You know, you're not going to do it by yourself. You're not necessarily going to do it. But you hear about this, and, you know, you have that ability to spread the information, and it really opens people's worlds.
It makes a huge difference. And I want to stress, you know, Temple Judea is so forward-thinking. You don't have to be Jewish to come to any kind of meeting at the temple, the singles group. You don't have to have any persuasion. Any ideology is fine. Everybody is welcome.
Right.
And the message goes out.
Certainly
people
an important
like
message,
that.
Absolutely.
Just a nice quick thing in there. Not a nice thing. A friend of mine who's my age, his wife died two and a half years ago. And it's hard. And so he calls himself 3579, Christina. 3579. It sucks, he says. I'm 3579. He's either the third, the fifth, the seventh, or the ninth person at every dinner he goes to. He says, it says it's a lousy feeling. Go to a wedding, go to a bar mitzvah, go to a confirmation. No. I'm sitting at the table. It's 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. Two, four. It's like, oh, when you put it that way, you know, you get up for a dance. you know, you're sitting there, everybody else is dancing.
Well, they have these women robots now. That
Well, got that on the show.
Oh, this is getting better.
I'll find
this is getting better. Where are those gray ladies? I want them back. We got a robot.
No, but that's anyway. What I think is so nice, you know, because about these groups too, because you know you'd have the ability to, and like we're saying, it doesn't necessarily have to be a romantic thing, but just find a friend or a companion.
Yes,
because
yes.
It's equally as fun to go to a wedding, sometimes more fun to go with your friend.
Right.
It's definitely something. I think it's an important thing because it is scary, especially. I mean, at any age, it's scary. But you know, and then as you get older, you're not going out as much, so you're not going to be meeting people as much. So that's why I think these social groups and programs, you know, in the Project Independence, we have all these social opportunities to really just get out and meet people. You know, I'll never forget, even with our advisory committee meetings that we have, because where that's educational, it's also very, you get to meet people.
Oh, yeah.
In the community.
I agree.
And I'll never forget when, you know, years ago when I started here and, you know, when I was just interning and it was just the NORC, Project Independence. And they came in and this woman said, you know, she had been in her community for 50 plus years and, you know, it had changed because her kids have all grown up, so they're not there anymore. You know, so when you're younger, you have kids, the kids are playing, you know, you have more relationships. And she didn't, like, know any of her neighbors anymore, you know, so she felt so isolated on the block. But then she came to this advisory committee, and she met people again who were in her neighborhood, you know, so she was able to start new friendships. And she said she felt like she was now a part of her community again, you know. So just by going to that one thing, you know, this changed her.
Yes, yes.
And gave her, you know, feeling more a part of things, because it's certainly easy to kind of fall into that isolated hole.
It can make a big difference, even one thing. You know, if I can, I just want to, we have our next get together this Monday evening.
Okay.
And even though it's kind of late, if any of our listeners go to temple-judea, JUDEA.com, and you'll search for the contact information referencing Monday evening. And if you call the temple, I think it's 601-8049. Leave a message on the machine saying that you heard about it on the radio program, WCWP, and you'd like to attend Monday evening, and at least get your name in. And if you need to be called back, leave your phone number. We'll call you back, and we'll fill you in on the details.
Oh, good. Great. That's smart. That's great.
Is there a special theme for Mondays?
Yes. Well, we do have someone coming who's going to talk about nutrition.
Oh, okay.
Nutrition
cool.
When you travel. Nutrition if you go to a Broadway show. What should you eat for lunch so you don't wreck your diet?
Oh.
A very interesting.
That is really interesting. I like that.
We have to
I'm
get her maybe
that.
To come into WCWP.
Yeah. I'm certainly into that segment.
Yes. And it's going to be interesting. And we have all kinds of hors d'oeuvres, and we have nice crudités.
Ooh.
And some wine and coffee
John
and cake. And
you should check it out.
Just research.
So and I got to tell you, Temple Judea is gorgeous. It's been all redone. It's got to be the most beautiful temple on Long Island.
Yeah. I've been a couple of bar mitzvahs.
Yeah, me too. I was going to say, I went to bar mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
I went
just
to a
beautiful.
Bunch there.
Just beautiful. So
well,
everybody's
really
welcome.
Great. Absolutely.
Call
what
the temple.
Great. I like it.
Let us know you want to come. It'd be great to have you.
That's a great. And I also want to, there's an important chat coming up, and it's actually filling up really fast because on top of doing this, I've been picking up our service requests today, so I'm on one of those duties. But I'm getting actually, which is so great, we're getting tons of registrations for a chat we're doing called Patient Activation Through Community Conversations, PAC, or Patient Advocacy. We've had this topic on our show before. There's an organization called Pulse Center for Patient Safety Education and Advocacy. And I passed along the information to our staff, so they scheduled this, and it's really a chat that people are so interested in learning about.
Mm.
So, because you're going to learn about patient advocacy by sharing your healthcare experiences, discuss solutions that have benefited others, because it's something, I mean, that, and we come across it all the time with our seniors, because it's such a difficult thing when you're in the hospital in a medical situation and you don't have someone advocating for you, or you can't advocate for yourself. I mean, it's literally, it gets very overwhelming at any age,
going to
these things. You know, you're getting all this information and not having someone or knowing what kind of questions to ask. So I'm really glad that people are interested in this and checking it out. So that's going to be Wednesday, May 22nd from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. So there's still a couple of spots left, so you can call in for that. I want to also tell people, speaking of social groups, all of our social groups are going to be meeting. Most of them are meeting through the summer. So we have our social discussion group, our Blankets of Love group, which is our knitting group. Our men's group, of course, our fabulous Romeo group.
The Romeos.
Will be going strong. So if you want any information on that, please call 516-869-6311. And we'll be able to give you any kind of information about that.
Perfect. Actually, what I want to say in closing, and it's funny, these ladies were on earlier, Carol and Barbara, talking about, you know, each day you live, you lose something. And it just keeps, honestly, as you keep going along, you got to accept the fact. And, you know, there's necessary losses in order to realize certain things in life. This show, and I've been doing it with you for 3 years, and you've been doing it for 7 or 8 years, each week it gets better. So this is not one of those things
goal.
Because of age, like you're giving up something. This one, it just continues to
We're
get
just
better.
Becoming
and that's a
more
compliment
more
to Christina.
It's like a fine wine.
It's like a fine wine.
That's what I always say.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back next week.